This is John McLaughlin with the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Monday, July 19th. Today in the Cedar Rapids area, we're expecting it to be mostly sunny with a high near 87, and tonight should be mostly clear with a low around 66. Looking ahead, each day's high is forecast to be at or above 90. A woman has been charged with reckless use of a firearm causing bodily injury after a man was shot early Saturday morning, according to a Linn County criminal complaint. Cedar Rapids police said they were dispatched at 3:55 a.m. to the 1600 block of F Avenue Northwest with information that a man had been shot. Officers found the man suffering from a non-life-threatening gunshot wound just above his hip. First responders provided medical aid before the man was transported to a hospital. Diana DePolis was taken into custody at the scene and charged with reckless use of a firearm causing bodily injury, a Class D felony when not a serious injury, and carrying a dangerous weapon while intoxicated, a serious misdemeanor. Speakers at a rally hosted by the Marion Alliance for Racial Equity said Saturday the city has changes to make to be more equitable and welcoming to people of color. The rally was attended by several dozen people lined up outside the Lutheran Church of the Resurrection near Butterfield Park. Speakers included Marion Alliance members, local faith leaders, and students from Linn Mar High School. Marion Alliance co-founder Janessa Carr, who spoke at the rally, told the Gazette the purpose of the event was to promote unity and understanding in Marion, while also raising attention about ongoing issues of inequity. The Marion Alliance for Racial Equity formed in July 2020 in the wake of nationwide protests against police violence and systemic racism. This was the first event that the Marion Alliance has held this year. The group has worked with the Cedar Rapids Advocates for Social Justice and on the city's Community Equity Task Force, but Carr said rallies are an important way to take the message public and keep pressure on local officials.